Hello, I'm Kyle, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I don't know how many of you are fans of the live-action remakes that Disney's been doing, but I absolutely love the new version of Aladdin. I've always been fond of Disney's rendition of the tale, both the original animated version and the live-action one. As an adult, there's been one moment that's really captured my attention of late. Aladdin stands on the magic carpet, reaches over the balcony, he holds out a hand to Princess Jasmine, and he asks a ridiculously complicated question. Do you trust me? There are some less direct examples of what I'm going to get at. When Luke Skywalker breaks into Leia's cell in the detention level of the Death Star, he takes off his helmet and he says, he says, I'm Luke Skywalker, I'm here to rescue you, but hang on a second. Or there's Christopher Eccleston's Doctor in the first episode of the Doctor Who reboot as he takes Rose by the hand and says, run. Or again, there's Raya and Namari in the temple in Heart, then on the riverside outside of Fang, and then in the thick of utter disaster. Pretty much every time they interact in Raya and the Last Dragon, really. In each of these cases, there's a moment where the same question's asked, sometimes directly, sometimes not. Do you trust me? Whether any of those characters knew it then or not, that question was a call to adventure. It was a moment when they could say yes and be swept into a world that was so much bigger, so much more amazing than they would have dreamed. If you're like me, you'd probably really like to be the one asking that question. After all, the person asking is usually the one with the answers, the one who knows what's going on, and that's very comforting. See, we tend to feel so much better when we see the big picture, when we know the consequences of things before they pan out. But unfortunately, we very often don't know. But isn't this also the very foundation of faith? Dozens, hundreds, maybe even thousands of times, we're faced with moments where God reaches out and asks, do you trust me? No doubt we'd like to say yes, but even more than that, we'd like to know just what it is we're agreeing to first. We'd like the confidence of knowing where we were going and what was going to happen. But unfortunately, like Jasmine, like Leia, like Rose and Raya, we don't. We don't know where our answer to that question will lead us. We just get to choose to trust or not. And as for anyone who's made the choice to say yes a few times, we know that the unfortunate reality is that saying yes doesn't always work out the way that we think or hope it will. Take the Israelites as another great example. Yahweh leads them out of Egypt and into the desert? Now we know that he also provides for them. He gives them manna to eat, clear guidelines, a strong leader. But we can imagine all too well, in that first moment as they stare out into the Egyptian sands, with Pharaoh's armies hot on their heels, and at least some of them were probably thinking, this was a terrible idea! What in the world have we done? And there's the rub, friends. We believe God is faithful, we believe he always looks out for us and that he always has a plan, but sometimes saying yes to trust means we have to stare out into the desert. For Israel, we have the benefit of knowing that God would provide for them, and because that story has now been passed down to us, we can be confident that God will care for us in the same way. However, that doesn't make that first step into the desert any easier. Sometimes it means we're giving up a lot, or that things aren't going to work out the way we want them to. After the dust settles, we might even feel like it really didn't work out for us at all. But at the end, we still have to know and trust. God is faithful. That's what it means to step out in faith, friends. We have to know that no matter the outcomes, faith tells us that when God asks the question, we give a resounding yes. And that's not easy. We'll probably fail at it more than we succeed, but we still have to try. We may end up chasing these adventures all our lives and never have the answers we seek. You see, the other side of faith is that we'll never totally get rid of the doubt. In order for trust to be real, there has to be the possibility that that trust will fail. We have to know that we're gambling on something that we can never be totally sure of. So, we choose to step out in faith, in trust, and believe this, that God most certainly has a plan, and he intends to see us through it, even when all we can see is the endless stretch of desert sand. After a thousand times where things don't seem to go our way, it'll be tempting to become jaded and trite and say, forget it all, I've had enough, but it wouldn't be much of an adventure if our heroes quit halfway. And if you think I'm wrong, just take a look again at Raya or the Israelites. They had to learn this lesson bitterly. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Kyle with the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, remember, every day is another call to God's grand adventure.